Good morning, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It's the 6th of July and the teaching today is titled, There is Hope. I want to read a verse to you today from Lamentations 3, verse 19 to 24, and I'm specifically reading from the New Living Translation. Just some context before I read it. It's the book of Lamentations was written by Jeremiah, and he was often referred to as the weeping prophet because he had such a tender heart. In this verse, he's describing the total destruction of Jerusalem, and you really get a sense of his heart for the people here. I want you to, if you have time, read the full account, because it gives you an indication of just how distraught everything was, how much they had lost. But I want to start in verse 19. It states, "The thought of my suffering and homelessness is bitter beyond words. I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. Yet still, I dare to hope." In this case, the loss won't just be of loved ones. And when you read the account, you'll see it was extreme. They lost houses, they lost health, they lost wealth, and they also lost loved ones. And so I think it's safe to say that what Jeremiah is going through here is very similar to what a lot of us are facing today. But what is this hope that he speaks of? Before I look at that, I just wanted to also make you aware of something else. I want to show you that Jesus, and I say this again, even Jesus experienced the same hopelessness and grief that we sometimes face. Before he was crucified, he said to his disciples in Matthew 26, verse 38, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Another example of a strong character in the Bible that experienced similar emotions of hopelessness is David. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 3, and they've just been come under attack by the Amalekites while they were out fighting, it says, "When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and their sons and daughters were taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep." In verse 6, it says, "David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters." And I know there's many more accounts in the Bible, and it's of seemingly heroic men that go through the same hopelessness and despair. And so what I want to show you is that you're not alone, firstly, but secondly, that there really is an answer in getting through something like this and finding hope. In Lamentations, the verse ends with, "Yet still dare I hope." And I'm going to continue reading where it says, "When I remember this, the faithful love of the Lord never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him." In the account about David, in verse 6b, it says, "David found strength in the Lord his God." And if you read one verse further down, it says in verse 8, it says he inquired of the Lord. And so I want to say to you, all three of these accounts have one thing in common. And the main focus is that they put their focus on God and nothing else. Slightly different in ways, but they spent time in his presence. They prayed to him. They were seeking his word. They were finding the promises in his word and then standing on those promises. The faithful love of the Lord never ceases. And they were not being swept up by the world and what is going on around them. And so in closing, I want to say to you that, again, it seems like such a cliche to be recording these verses and telling you to speak them over yourself and to know that there is hope when there's no practical application. Very often we do all of the above. And we still feel hopeless because perhaps there's no breakthrough. And it can even feel sometimes like God is not listening to us or whether he even cares. But I want to tell you today that if you would truly make seeking him your absolute priority, he will give you hope and he will carry you through whatever you are going through today. And so I want to say to you today, I want to challenge you today. Forfeit some of your TV time, maybe your gaming time, your social media time, and just seek him. What does that look like? Just sit at his feet, speak to him. He desires company, our company, more than anything else. He desires fellowship with us. He loves us to spend time with him. And let me tell you that through that, that time that you would spend with him. He is such a faithful Father. That he would stir up hope in you. He will give you the strength that you need. And he very, very often, and if not always, will deliver us with the most amazing breakthroughs. But we need to seek him and we need to keep seeking him. We sometimes give up just at the point where the breakthrough is going to start. God truly is the only answer. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." And so I know that there is a guarantee here. He doesn't just say that you need to seek him and that he won't come through. It says that you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And they will walk and not be faint." And a lot of us need that today. And so I just pray that you would seek him this week and that you would truly find him. And I know that he is so faithful that he will come through for you. Just don't give up. Have a blessed week and I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.